Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford this morning, and Ghost the Musical is next. Patrick Ahern is here along with Tonisha and Ashley from the show. Good morning to all of you. Thanks for getting up early and coming in.
Good morning. Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having us.
It's great to have you here. Patrick, Ghost, how did you decide on Ghost?
I decided on Ghost because, the title is familiar to a lot of people. It's a kind of an iconic film. Familiarity is good. It's the fall. It's Halloween. So there's a bit of a tie-in there.
Oh, yeah. That is a good tie-in.
And I think it's probably, one of the better... today seems to be all the rage. They're taking all these movies and making them into Broadway musicals. So mm-hmm. I think it's one of the better ones. So that's why I chose Ghost. And also because there's a smaller cast version. And remember that thing called the pandemic?
Yes.
when we have to plan our seasons a couple of years out, I was trying to go with things because we didn't know where we were going to be at.
Right.
Back when we had to do something and put people 12 feet, 15 feet apart on stage, I was trying to look for different things to be prepared with. So that's why I chose Ghost.
It is here through November the 6th. And one thing that was, as I looked at that, I thought, November 6th will be here before we know it.
Yeah.
Trust me.
This is one of those kind of shows that you wait and then you see it and then you want to see it again and it's gone.
Mm. It's gone, but you don't want it to be gone because of the talent in this cast. I 12 years here thus far, I can't remember. I mean, it's happened before, but our three lead performers in this show top of the line. The talent is amazing, and of course these two ladies, Ashley Wallbauer, and of course you've met Tonisha Harris before, but just stunning performers, and the whole show is going to be absolutely terrific. I mean, Riverside goes into another dimension with the show technically, with the projections and the way the set moves. I wondered
how you would do that.
Yeah. I think once the show opens and the word of mouth gets out there, here we go again. Everybody knows that the runs are long at Riverside, so we'll wait and see it in October or November. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do that because, first of all, I think you're going to want to come and hear these ladies sing again two times. And, people are going to want to see this and they're going to talk about it. So get your tickets to Ghost now.
Yeah. RiversideDT.com, the website, RiversideDT.com. Tonisha and Ashley, you mentioned just the three singers that you've got that are Patrick gets excited a lot of times about voices and the singers he has, but he has really been excited. I know as we have talked about and he's led up to this show, you all must really be good.
Well, Ashley really is amazing, I have to say. I remember listening to her in rehearsal and just being blown away by her voice, just the simplicity of it. It's really amazing. And she would hit these little things that would make me kind of sit up and pay attention. And so now when she sings, I'm automatically off stage doing harmony with her whenever she sings. It doesn't matter. I've turned everything into a duet now.
Stay tuned for a cover. I'm sure we'll film it and post it on YouTube.
Absolutely. It must happen. It must happen. But no, I really do. I love her voice. I love listening to her as well as Jared. Yeah. And just the stamina stamina that it takes to be able to do what they do. I mean, I just have a couple of songs in the show, but they really carry the weight of the show musically. And it's amazing to just be able to sit and watch that, to sit and witness it. So those who come, get your tickets, you are going to be pleasantly surprised to just sit and be a part of that.
Actually, I think a lot, because Tanisha mentioned just stamina, and we don't realize that they're try to do some of what you all have to do on stage, and if especially if there's moving around, and then you sing a song, and then you go back right back into dialogue, and you got to be
on it.
Yes, it's a great way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, it's no joke. We are really athletes up here, which I don't think a lot of people understand as artists. We really have to take care of ourselves and our bodies, and, you know, we're steaming all of the time and, you know, being on vocal rest too. And it just takes a lot of practice. And it's been a journey with this show, especially because it's very, you know, pop rock influenced. So, but that's also kind of my background too. So I've just came off of Six the Musical, which is all pop. It's about the six wives of Henry VIII, and I've had a decent amount of practice with that show gearing up for this one. So I'm very fortunate to have had that.
No, I see. I do little things like here sometimes if I have to, during a commercial, run down the hall to get something, and then you run back, and then all of a sudden you turn the mic on and you realize that you're...
Right. Yeah, out of breath.
Cardio. Yeah, and I see what you all do on the stage sometimes, and I think, how are they doing that?
Ooh, it's a lot. And you're right. The challenging part is when you're in dialogue, go into a song, in the middle of the song, go into dialogue, then go back into the song, and then in that song, and then finish dialogue. And so it is a lot. It's a lot on your memory. It's a lot on your body. It's a lot on your soul, too. It can be taxing, too, because especially for someone like myself, I really embody the character. I try to. I want to find out how that character speaks to me, how it resonates with me, and is there any part of that character I can identify with? And then when I find that, then it helps me to really become that character. The one thing I love about theater, every time we step on the stage, someone, I hope, gets to live vicariously through us in that moment. Mm-hmm. And then they walk away inspired. They walk away feeling like they saw themselves on the stage, or that story identified with them on the stage. And so I think about that every single time. It can be our 20th performance, our 30th performance, but every time I go out, it has to be the first. It has to be the first. If I deliver, it's so funny. I have one line in the show where I just say, "Could be blue." I'm in the I'm in the dressing room constantly saying different inflections, "Could be blue. Could be blue, could be blue, could be blue," and I'm just trying to figure out how to deliver that line, but in a way that it will punch every single time, that it doesn't get dropped, because if your line is two words or three words, or if it's 20 words in that one line, you still want it to read, and you want it to land well. And so that's just some of the things that we do backstage. We're looking over lines before we come out. We're listening for cues before we come out. And so it's not always just the fun and games. We do it because we love it. Yeah. Absolutely. But it definitely takes a lot. It requires a lot.
That's interesting. I never thought of that about being behind backstage and just looking ahead at everything. I never thought that she did that.
The work is never done.
Never.
I feel like even in the run, you were constantly finding new things, new intentions, new tactics. Like, you were just constantly working.
So when you say could be blue, is could be blue a different inflection every night?
I'm thinking about giving it a different inflection every night just to see if it spices things up.
After you do that two times, I can see Patrick thinking, okay, we'll see how that works.
Right.
And then after a couple of nights, he'll say, no, let's not do that.
Let's do a different choice.
We need to take a quick break. Great stuff here already this morning. Well, Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, Ghosts the Musical, through November 6th. RiversideDT.com. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. Technical difficulties. this morning for a bid here. Tanisha Harris, Ashley Walbauer, and Patrick Ahern here this morning with Riverside Center and Ghost the Musical. It will be underway through November the 6th. RiversideDT.com. Before we talk more about the show, Patrick, we should mention that there is a special you've got a special program on Sunday night,
yeah,
and a great chance for people to come to Riverside and learn and really be revealed about the next season.
Yeah, well, it's a special season. We celebrate our 25th anniversary starting in January of 2023. That's a pretty big feat.
That's a pretty big deal. Yeah,
it, especially, you know, coming through the pandemic and everything, mm-hmm, to be still going strong, yeah, and doing well.
You think about in 08 when there was a recession and, yeah, just a lot of things that have taken a lot of theaters down, and Riverside is flourishing.
Well, yeah, I mean it's a lot of work. It's a lot of thinking on your toes all the time, but I'm proud of this community for supporting us so well and being proud of what they have in their own backyard. You know, we get so many people that come to Riverside from all over the country, and people will stop me if I'm, you know, meeting and greeting at the end of a show, and they'll say, God, how lucky this area is to have a theater like this right in their own backyard. We don't have this in Michigan. We don't have this in, you know. Yeah. And I think that Riverside has become more and more recognizable in this area. And so we're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate big time. And it'll be the kickoff of many events during the year 2023. This is a first time ever. You know, a lot of theaters across the country do kind of like a party to announce their season. So hopefully this will be the start of something new, and we will do this every year.
I wondered about that.
Yeah, it's going to be great food and drink, and there's a silent auction that is being put together by our sister organization, the Riverside Foundation for the Performing Arts. And each show that will be revealed for season 2023 is represented by a great basket. And there's some great items in the basket, and some of the baskets have trips to different places and hotel stays, and nice. You know, it's really great. And then each show will be revealed, and we'll have a selection or sometimes two from the upcoming show. And we've got some great talent that is coming back. Adrian Hick, who played Alice in Bright Star, that everybody just loved. Adrian and her husband Andrew Foote will be doing Bridges of Madison County for us. Oh crap! I just revealed.
You just said that, did you?
Well, hopefully not too many people will be listening. But anyway, cats out of the bag.
As soon as you said that, I thought, uh-oh. Are you intending to announce some of these today?
No. I lied. Anyway, they will be coming to perform a selection from one of the shows in 2023. But yeah, Chris Sanders will be here.
Oh yeah.
Kenesha Williams, who was our Celie in Color Purple, will be performing.
Awesome. Boy, you're Doug bringing a Allman, lot of people
who
back.
Who was in Bright Star, will be performing. These two ladies, the good Lord willing, will be performing. but yeah, I want to. I think it's just going to be a great night. We're going to.
Oh, it is. It kind of gives you kind of up close and a look at Riverside and.
Yeah.
You know, in a way that you don't normally get to see all of you. Mm-hmm.
And we've tried to reach out to so many of the alumni, people that have worked in the, you know, for us from the DC, Richmond area that are around. We want everybody to come out, and this is a celebration of 25 years, and exciting to hear. Three shows from the past are coming back in this season, and three brand new shows. So, yeah, it's going to be a great night. I know we've sold quite a few tickets thus far, and we're still selling them. So come out and join us.
Awesome. RiversideDT.com for ticket information.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's this Sunday, and just really kind of a more casual and kind of get to meet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it won't be a long evening. I believe the refreshments and drinks and stuff start around 6:30, meeting and greeting, and then we'll go into the theater at 7:30, and it shouldn't be more than a whole time, couple of hours.
Okay.
So, yeah, and people are more than welcome to stay after and mingle and chat, and it'll be a fun evening.
Oh, fun. Again, yeah. That's this Sunday. We'll talk about this again before we get out of here this morning, but this Sunday night, the 25th anniversary season reveal.
Yes.
I just can't imagine what any of the shows would be that are coming up. Any of them.
Yeah, right.
I'm just trying to figure out how to get a basket. That's all.
I know. I want that trip.
Right. Baskets sound terrific.
Yeah.
Ghost the Musical through November the 6th at Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. Tonisha, you and I have talked a couple of times because Patrick and I are doing a podcast, and Showbiz Buzz, anywhere you can get podcasts, look it up. And next Thursday, our talk with you is just terrific. But for people who think, I think that name sounds familiar, you were on The Voice.
I was. NBC's The Voice, season 18. And somehow I ended up as the runner-up.
Not somehow, jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have heard you sing, just like Ashley. I can't wait to hear Ashley sing.
Oh my gosh, it's a treat.
You just brought the house down heard you. And you were just practicing.
Thank you. It's so funny. I remember that moment, and you guys kind of came in and stuck your head in, and I'm thinking, y'all, I'm just settling in. I haven't even really owned the song yet. I'm still trying to learn it. But thank you.
You do now.
You seemed like you owned it then, but.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. But yes, I was. I was on The Voice. I was Team Blake. Ended up with a 4-chair turn. And at the time, everyone I know expected me to go with John Legend. And he definitely was another choice of mine. But for some reason, I just wanted to shake things up and make a different choice. That's me. And do kind of opposite of what everyone expected. And I really wanted the opportunity to work with someone of his caliber, like Blake Shelton. And I think it was the right choice. Absolutely the right choice. And we forged a great bond during that time. And I ended up, as I said, as the runner-up that season. And many, many great things have happened to me because of it, including this opportunity as well.
How did you discover Tonisha Patrick?
We were looking, and you know me, I'm picky. I just
you are.
And people were coming across, and I was like, okay, And then James Davis, my company manager, he was helping me, and we started thinking of, you know, similar roles to Oda Mae, and he brought up Motor Mouth Mabel and Hairspray, and he was searching, and he said, "Here's a woman that was just down the road with Hairspray," so I checked her out and brought her up, and I said, "Oh my God, she was on The Voice!" And I went, "Why don't I know this? Because I watched The Voice." And it only took hearing her the clip that I saw that you can bring up easily on the internet, and I was like, "Damn!" and everybody that knows me, I mean, I cold called Sally Struthers and got her here to do Hello Dolly, so I'm just gonna call her.
And
can't hurt to ask. I mean, some, you know. And I think the minute we had started a conversation, you know, there's people in this world that, I don't know, the forces, I think you'd sometimes just know somebody. And we just connected. We had a really nice connection. And we work things out. So that's how she is here. I guess she's meant to be here, and
thankfully, I am grateful.
And interesting story too with Ashley.
Yes, she's the same thing.
Penny Ann Moss, who you know, she's been in this studio.
Yeah,
Ashley was a student of Penny's,
and
when I was reaching out, there are those go-to people either in New York or and I reached out, and Penny said, "I got your girl. I know this is the one." And then as it worked out, I heard her sing a clip from six. And I was like, holy crap. And we talked. And yeah, so yeah, God is good. You know?
Yes,
yeah.
Ashley, how did you get into this? Is this something that you always wanted to do, to get into theater and acting and singing?
Yeah. So I started performing when I was 6 years old. Did a little theater camp. And I'm from Vancouver, Washington, Washington State. I come from a family of singers, but more like jazz singers. So musical theater wasn't like totally on my radar. I'm also a middle child, so I think they saw really fast. They were like, wow, she needs attention. let's put her in some theater classes. And I just kind of took off from there. Did community theater. And then when I was 12 years old, because I'm closer to the Portland, Oregon, and they have a really great theater community, and I started doing professional theater at 12. And I think once I started doing it professionally, I was like, this is what I want to do with my life. And went from there. So now I'm a New York actress, which is just like, wow, middle school Ashley would be just so incredibly thrilled.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
You must sometimes look back and just, like you say,
yeah,
and just be like, where am I?
Yeah, I'm constantly pinching myself over and over. Yeah.
And Tanisha, in your case, this is kind of in your sort of backyard of where, you know, where you've got Maryland roots.
Absolutely, definitely. Go Maryland. it's really a joy even being this close to home. I hope to take a day or two and just kind of go and put my feet on the Maryland ground again. Mm-hmm. It's been some time. But yes, I have also come from a family of singers in the gospel background, also a middle child, also probably needed some attention.
Right.
And got kind of thrust into the limelight singing since I was five. They would put me on the tables and let me sing, and kind of became a thing. And I loved the feeling that it gave me. It even at a young age, and the more that I did it, the better I became at it. I loved how I would open my eyes and see that people were moved when I would sing, and that did something for me. It allowed me to definitely go outside of myself. And from that, then music became an intricate part of my life. And then it wasn't until my early 20s that I stepped into theater. And I'm not going to say how old I am. I'm a woman of a certain age. However, I have been doing it for a very long time, off and on. And for the last couple of years is when I kind of really dug in and said, well, let's see if we can't make a career out of this, as opposed to just an every now and then kind of thing. And I only had my eyes set on, we were talking about this the other day, how once you really get into this industry, you realize there's so many facets that you can go into. So many things you can do. And so for the longest time, I was only focused on it had to be music. I had to get in the studio. I had to put music out. And that's still something that I will do eventually and aspire to do. It's just that it's not my only goal anymore. I realize there's so many other ways that I can use the instrument and use the gift outside of just that one arena. And musical theater is another area that I can do that in. So I have done this for a long time and hope to continue to do it for a very long time while I can.
It's the first time I'll get to say this, Patrick, that there's much more to Tanisha, and especially your voice story of... Just listen to our podcast, because there's behind the scenes with the voice, but also you personally and things that you went through with your son. And
So
listen to our podcast for that part.
I can't
of
wait to listen.
Yeah. Oh, it's phenomenal. Thursday, go to this coming from this Thursday on the Showbiz Buzz podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We have Tanisha Harris, Ashley Wallbauer, and Patrick Ahern, the producing artistic director at Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. Ghost the Musical through November the 6th, riversidedt.com. Todd Meredith is coming too, and we'll have to talk about that when we come back.
Absolutely.
More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA, it is 8:31. We are back. It is Riverside Center for the Performing Arts this morning. Ghost the Musical through November the 6th. Tanisha and Ashley here from the cast, and Patrick Ahern, the producing artistic director at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. Like I said earlier, Patrick, it's true that you get excited often at the talent that you assemble with these shows. But you've been telling me for months, and when everybody started assembling, have just raved to me the voices that you've got in this show and just how they just blend so well.
Yeah, I mean, the bear in mind that we were supposed to do Ghost 2 years ago.
That's right. Totally forgot about
so
that.
So it got pushed. Mm-hmm. And back in that time, the character of Sam Wheat was, that was a tough one to cast. And when I heard Jared's voice, Jared Byron Green, who's playing Sam, I just thought, wow, you know. And he hasn't, I think this is the first time he's done the role.
Yep.
And he hung in there with us. You know, he really wanted to do this. So, but as everything's come together, I love talent. I mean, it's you know, we were just talking here on the break about how I came up through the ranks. Mm-hmm. And it's I've always loved voices. I mean, even though I didn't get involved in it at a very early age, I had an aunt who was a singer, and my mother used to dance and choreograph, and so I guess I've always been around it. But all my years, I mean, especially voices, I'm very particular, and just the people that I've worked with as teachers and nurturers and coaches have taught me to have a really strong ear for it. So when we were doing this show, I was not going to settle. And you know me, Ted, I never settle.
No.
I'll wait to the last minute to have the right person, because yeah, I just think that's the way it's going to be. And I love supporting amazing talent. I look at all the instances, you know, I was successful, but there's about 50 other people that might have not got the opportunities that I got. You know, the talent is your gift that gets you there, but all the other things have to come in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so when I get a chance to get behind some amazing talent and not only have them at Riverside, but, I mean, I know people in the business, and there's a lot of times I get calls, and who do you know, and, you know, I just love to see people fly that are really good. And so it gives me a chance to blow people away here in the D.C. area and everybody comes to Riverside and says, where do you find this talent?
I always say yes.
And so that gives me great pleasure, but it also gives me great pleasure to give back, to be able to nurture people that are coming through and maybe give them just a tidbit of advice to say, you're really amazing, you're really good, and hang in with what your gift is, what your talent is, because it's not an easy business, and it all happens for everybody in their own time. Mm-hmm. And if you just do what you love and be the best that you can be in what you love and let the chips fall where they may, you know, so I'll get off my soapbox now, but I mean,
as soon as Patrick said it's not an easy business, Ashley, you just shook your head.
You saw that? Yeah.
No, I often wonder that. I see you all on stage and think you all are terrific and fantastic, but you have lives and you live a much different life than those of us who just go back and forth to work every day.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about this business that I love and also hate is that there's no one right trajectory on success or what you define as success. There's just so many different facets and areas that you can go into, kind of like what we were talking about. And yeah, every job that I've really gotten has always been a surprise or has always happened by chance. It's never... easily planned out for you, which is hard as a planner. I have a very, you know, even though I'm a creative, I like organization, and that's also really hard in this business.
Yes, it is. Very much so. I have to agree. Mm-hmm. Because you can organize all you want and think it's going to go a specific way, and it doesn't.
Nope. Goes out the window.
It doesn't.
You know what I say, and this is just advice to you. I know Tanisha's on this track anyway, and I'm sure, but I've learned, I say, let the good Lord do the driving. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's really all about being the best that you can be. Mm-hmm. And things sort of fall into place, and most of the time they are.
Yeah.
By chance. Yeah. You know, I look back at all the things I've done, and it just amazes me how they fell into place.
Yeah. So,
I have to agree.
And but it's a wonderful, it's a lot of fun, what we do in our business. It's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. but the other great thing is the people that you get to meet.
Mm.
And you know, you're thrust into a show, and most of the time you don't know these people that you're going to work with, and before you know it, you know, few weeks go by and
days.
You've got new people.
Right. Yeah. Yeah,
you've got new people in your life.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. And each encounter and each situation that you meet a group of people, whether they be the creative teams or the talent that you work with, it's another stepping stone to your career.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, and that's the nice thing about our business.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I was going to say too that I think that another thing that's important in this business is that no matter what, you always show up.
Yep.
It's how you show up.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know what situation you're walking into. I mean, after being here within a matter of, I think, maybe 2 days, I was already sitting down and breaking bread with my cast members and getting to know them. But it's important. And this is something that I learned from my parents that I think that I definitely practice in my lifetime, but it's just as important to show up on stage as it is off stage. Mm-hmm. Because you never know who you're working with behind mm-hmm. the scenes. I try to remember people's name behind the scene, if it's the dresser, if it's the people who are working in the crew, mm-hmm. moving the things, prop people on and off, because I want to thank them. Thank them very much for keeping us as safe as you can. Thank you, because that's a thankless job as well. And I want them to know that I see them, and it's important. And I have people who were part of the stage crew from other shows that I've worked on who will call me today and say, hey, are you working? Because I heard about something and you were the first person that I thought about. And I think that that is amazing to me, that it's not just the actors that we work with, but it's people behind the scenes that will remember how you made them feel. They'll remember how you showed up, that it wasn't just about you getting on stage, doing your character, singing in that moment, and then when you come off stage, you're a completely different person. I just want to always be just as authentic as I possibly can all the time, because that's important to me. And I think it's important in this business to do that. How you show up is important.
Yeah.
So Ghost the Musical, what do you two like about this show?
Listening to Ashley and Jared sing. It's so much about this show, to be honest with you. And the more that we get to do it and run through it, it's more that I see mm-hmm. that I absolutely love about it. One of the things I think I shared with you before, Ted, as well, is that this show is in many aspects sad, it's mm-hmm. somber, mm-hmm. it's this beautiful love story that's budding at the very beginning, and then all of a sudden it stops, mm-hmm. it's taken away from you, and so then you're taking on this journey that Sam is trying to basically bring some justice to what happened to him and protect the woman that he loves in the process. And so Oda Mae is the one comedic relief
yep.
throughout the entire show. No pressure at all, but
that's
but,
who you are.
Yes, and that's my character. And that's, and this is a different role for me as well, because I usually don't get to play comedies or comedic characters. And so I'm really, really excited that I get to do that in the songs, in the lines that I get to be comedic, but I also get to be serious as well. I feel like this parent who is watching this relationship still happen on both sides of the spectrum, in the real world and in the spirit world, and is still love that is very solid, and I get to be a part of that. So just overall, the story is amazing. It really is. The music is amazing. What we get to do with it is amazing, and I think people will absolutely love it.
Yeah, I love the music. It's so much fun to sing and to listen to. But yeah, I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth. The emotional depth of the show, it's not your average rom-com. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is, you know, romantic and it's a great love story, but there's just so many layers and so many different themes that you can take out of the show, which is what I really love. And I enjoy so much acting with you, Tanisha, and Jared. I mean, the three of us, like, not to toot our own horn, but like, we really mesh really well really together. Well.
You're pretty good.
Like, it's just been so much fun to create this show with the both of you. And I think that you see that on stage. I mean, I love it so much. And I think, like, that's really going to show and shine, and especially in a story about love.
Because you don't always get that.
No.
It's important to be able to have some type of relationship on and off the stage, because that stuff really reads very well. But also, when you get to sit back and watch the people that you work with get so immersed in their creativity and in the story that they are telling, that it moves them, then you know that you're on the right track. Right. Last night, we were finishing the designer run finishing the run through, and at the end, I'm in the back, and then Ashley comes in to the dressing room, and she's like a ball of tears, and she's wiping her eyes, and I like turn around, I was like, "What happened, baby? Are you okay?" And she said, "Jared and I are just lost in this moment right now, that ending scene." And to see them have that emotion just lets you know we're on the right track. And people who come and see this show are hopefully going to feel that same emotion. They'll feel that love. They'll remember what love is and remember how that feels. And to see them have that moment means that I know they're going to bring that moment to the stage every single time. And so that just moved me.
That is so interesting, though, for people who think, oh, it's just words on a page all.
No, I mean, the easy part about this show, I mean, it's not easy to get emotional on stage. It's really hard and it's very vulnerable, but it's the work that we do. Mm-hmm. But the music really elevates the emotional depth as well. And so it's just, when you're in it, it's easy. And it just, and because Jared and I have a really good connection as well, that also helps. Yeah, it's been really rewarding.
And I guess sometimes you don't know if you're going to have that connection. And
nope. You got to act.
Yeah. Like you say, Tanisha, when it does happen, you just...
It's magical.
Yeah, you
it
embrace
really
that.
It really is. Absolutely. So I'm grateful for it, and I get to sit in it with them.
Yeah.
And I have a moment where I'm kind of leaving the stage before that heavy moment happens, and I have a moment with Jared, and he's saying, you know, I appreciate you, and your mom would be proud, and, you know, you'll have to hear the whole story, so get your ticket, so you'll understand what that line means. But there's a moment where I get choked up a bit, too, last night, and I think, just as you said, it is scary, but it's also very important for us to be vulnerable.
Yeah,
because I think that there's a pureness and an honesty in our vulnerability that causes us to cross a line that you don't always get in acting, and it brings such a beauty to it that people really can. I know I say it a lot, but it's so true. People can identify with that because the more that they feel that genuineness, the more they feel that it's real, the more they're going to buy that story and buy into your character. So yeah, it's important.
And you know, that's what we talk about, Ted, is that we're here to entertain, but when these situations are created, you don't know how or what, but if you're moving somebody in that audience. And the nice part about this show is this is about a relationship between two people who've, you know, fall in love, and there's loss.
Yeah,
but people experience loss in many forms throughout their lives, and this story and whatever people's relationship is to their belief in the hereafter and what goes on, there's something for everybody, I think, to identify with in this show. And just to rewind a bit, what I'm proud of and pleased about is that you always want to create a space for the people you hire to feel safe, mm-hmm. so that they can explore the vulnerability that they're talking about. And that is what acting is all about, is to feel that you can open yourself up, because that's another thing audiences don't realize, is that we put ourselves on the line. It's like being naked on
yep.
stage.
Yes.
Especially when you're going to a place of vulnerability, because more than likely you're tapping into things that you have gone through mm-hmm. in your life mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. And those are the moments, when those moments are created on the stage, when there's that connection, somebody cries or that's an amazing experience for an audience. They don't understand, you know, they pay a certain amount of money for a ticket, but to be able to witness that happening in front of them is
it's beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing.
It really
yeah.
is.
Oh, and as a audience member, there's nothing like it when there's a show, and you
yeah.
can just feel like the whole room is with you. There's yeah. just like everyone is, there's like nobody moving or nobody's mm-hmm. breathing, and mm-hmm. you're
yeah.
just focused. And I just think for you all, that's got to be a magical moment when you can feel that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's rewarding because you have taken everyone on a journey, and you hope
yeah.
that everyone is going with you and that they're able to really catch the story. And when you get to that culminating moment and you realize there's this hush in the theater and everybody's in that moment with you, then it's rewarding to me. Then you know, okay, I have done my job tonight
mm-hmm.
and I get to do it again tomorrow. I mean, it really, really is something that it's second to none,
yeah.
in my opinion.
And that's why I love live theaters, because it's just so easy to feel the electricity
mm-hmm.
happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you can't get that in a movie theater.
Yeah.
No, exactly, yeah. Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford, Ghost the Musical through November 6th, riversidedt.com for information. We'll wrap this up with Tanisha, Ashley, and Patrick from Riverside. We'll again talk about the 25th anniversary unveiling that you can be part of on Sunday. And Todd Meredith is coming next month. We'll deal with that too on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Riverside Center for the Performing Arts this morning, Ghost the Musical through November the 6th. Tanisha, Ashley, and Patrick Ahern from the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts here. Before we get out of here real quick, Todd Meredith, you can get tickets to that. Todd
October
has been a
yeah.
number of times, and he is one talented person. And if you like old-time rock and roll kind of stuff,
oh, yeah.
Buddy Holly and all,
well,
really good stuff.
Everybody remembers him from the Buddy Holly story when
mm-hmm.
we did that. And,
yeah.
and you still, to this day, people say, when is Todd coming back?
I know.
And, of course, he did such a great job in Million Dollar Quartet, too. So
that remains my all-time favorite, I think, at Riverside.
Really?
I think. Yeah, I love that show.
Yeah, Until
of,
Ghost.
A lot of people.
Until Ghost. I haven't seen Ghost yet.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. No, a lot of people like Million Dollar Quartet because of the music.
The music,
and,
yeah, sure.
And
yeah,
the you know, the characters are iconic musicians.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, but yeah, Todd is great, and he'll be coming in with his band, the Ravons, on Wednesday night, October 5th. You guys will be here, so
yeah.
if you want to, you come.
I'm coming. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, he's terrific, and he's going to, of course, do the Buddy Holly stuff, but he's going to add a lot of other great stuff in the show. And that's another one you want to get your tickets soon, because I think we've sold already upwards of 200 tickets.
Wow.
So
ooh,
we've
okay.
still got almost a month to go here. So don't delay on,
yeah.
on seeing Welcome Back Todd Meredith mm-hmm. to the Riverside stage.
And really a different kind of night on this coming Sunday, the 25th anniversary
yeah.
unveiling of the shows. You can be part of that.
Yeah. I mean, it's... yeah, you want here again. It's all about hearing great talent and the singers that we will have. I can't wait because
mm-hmm.
these two ladies are singing and joined by some of the other people that have been on the Riverside stage in past shows and will be in future shows, and they will be in future shows if I have anything to say about it. You know, it's come and support the 25th anniversary of Riverside, but come and support some amazing talent, people that will be up on that stage pouring their hearts out and what they're going to sing, and the celebration of the human spirit and what this beautiful talent can not only do for the evening, but send you out humming the tunes and mm-hmm. being excited about the great shows coming up at Riverside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 25 years is a pretty significant moment.
We got to get ready for 25 more.
Yeah.
So, that's what we're doing. And we keep raising the bar and, God knows where we're going to be in 25 years. So
exactly.
There you go.
Yep. And through November the 6th, my new favorite all-time show at Riverside, Ghost.
Would you like to hear?
Yes.
Don't miss it.
Yeah.
I just want to take a moment and just say thank you. Yeah. Thank you to Patrick. Thank you to Riverside. Thank you for bringing us in, allowing me to make these connections, giving myself and us mm-hmm. an opportunity to be here in the city. To do what we love to do.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like I have forged a new relationship that will continue on even beyond this. Thank you, Ted, as well for having us and the many talks that we have had. I'm sure we'll have more, but it's always important to be grateful, to be thankful, because this is, like I said earlier, a thankless business at times. It's really about relationship and who you know and who you meet, and that continues to get you in some doors and on some important stages. So thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I've said this before. My goal here, I always thought about maybe someday I'll have a theater company and run a theater, but it's about creating a family of talented people who are lovely human beings, because those people want to work together. Mm-hmm. And working together with nice people creates the environment that we mm-hmm. were just talking mm-hmm. about, a safe place for you to do your work, to let yourself go. And these are two,
I can't wait to see
two new members of the family.
Having met you too, and especially since it's a smaller cast, so I've pretty much met the cast.
Yeah.
And
amazing cast.
You can just tell that you know that you are all so connected to each other and to this show, mm-hmm. and to have tears when you're just still doing rehearsals is pretty. Wait till the real thing.
Exactly. And hopefully you'll have some too.
I know I will.
From laughing, from the emotions, and just all of it.
Because it's my new favorite.
Yeah.
I like how you jumped in there.
Yep.
Sell the show.
And the music, Ted, is just really beautiful. Yeah. And our orchestra for this show, mm-hmm. again, I can't say
so
enough good. About Carson.
Oh, Carson is just,
Carson's so great.
He
Carson
really
is wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, the it's just the whole combination of this show is it'll be one of the top ones at Riverside.
Yeah. Yep. My favorite. Todd Meredith on October the 5th, the 25th anniversary, unveiling this Sunday. RiversideDT.com. Tanisha, Ashley, Patrick, all thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Thank you.
RiversideDT.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit GoEVMobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.